Hey man,
Hey.
you like Christopher Maloney?
I know where you're going with this because you asked me earlier, but yes, I do.
Would you like him even more in fishnets?
Hugging a flesh-tone Patrick Starr? Yes, I would.
Then you're in luck, cause
Happy
episode
four,
can't remember
five? I don't know.
four or five.
It's
I think it's five.
in the title, for God's sake,
Yeah,
people. We don't know these things.
don't
We
expect
just
me to
watch
remember
it.
ahead of time. I think it was five.
Yeah, so there you go. Five.
Five. So yeah, wow.
You want to talk
weird.
About a trip? Woo! Good
Yeah.
Lord.
Looking through Nick's eyes as he's
Tripping.
obviously tripping balls.
It's yeah, that's a heck of a trip, man.
I don't know what he took, but oh
I
wow.
need to go get me some whipped cream next time too.
You just see him it was after that pink toilet monster.
That went through his intestines
Oh yeah,
and
that he ate and just
yeah, so he I don't know how long he the, I think the greatest one was like he's in the middle of the fountain just laying there and people were just walking next to him. So yep, that's pretty much any big city right there.
Or Little City. I've seen it
Oh
out
yeah,
front
right out
here
front here, yeah.
in our little fountain.
If you live in Las Cruces, do not drink from the water fountain because I do see people
Washing their clothes
and other
in it.
bodily parts in it.
Yeah, they shampoo bottles from where the homeless guys wash their hair. Where do they get shampoo?
I think they give it free over at the
Oh,
gospel
okay.
mission. But either way, yes, happy. So he lost his damn mind,
Oh, yes.
and this whole episode was him tripping, and his
And he lost his pants somewhere.
Because he got fishnet. Well, he went to that store
Yeah, because he was running around town
with no pants on,
with nothing on
yeah,
below the shirt.
yeah. And go put some pants on. And he went to go put some pants on, but apparently they were
He
fishnet
was
stockings. So,
right next to an Eros
I mean,
adult
if you're gonna trip balls, that's the way to do it, man. You want to go all the way.
Yeah, he straight up, yeah, because he was dreaming about, he was hugging, he was spooning, like you said, with some fleshy looking, looked like Patrick Starfish human form.
Yeah, and that was a that, but he was pretty much so. It's a. So I think I kind of know what's going on with these people. So these people are taking this gelatinous goo, and then they're making their fantasies come true on that. So all of a sudden, your deepest, darkest fantasies come to life, and his deepest, darkest fantasies is betraying his daughter, because his daughter at the end shoots him. Not really, but she has a gun.
In
She
his mind.
shoots him, and he's apologetic, and he's like, "It's okay, it's okay." And then he hugs her at the end and stuff like that after he's tripping balls. He hugs her, and he just starts crying and crying. And at the end,
Yeah.
it's pretty much him crying on this. You know, it's one of the Sunshine's.
One of his Teletubby looking
Yeah,
things.
exactly.
I
So,
think that's what those gelatinous goo things are living in.
yeah. Yeah, because
Because
I
you
mean
never see
those
them.
are like they are Patrick Star things, but they have the gelatinous goo as like innards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's what's going on. That's how he's getting all these people to do this. And then of course, well, we saw his tape room. Oh,
Did you see
jeez.
some of the names on the tapes?
I was trying to look for them, but they went so fast. I
I
was.
saw Misha Barton, Banky Moon, the dude from the UN, United Nations.
Yeah, there's a.
Some prominent names.
Yeah, there's a bunch. So
And he's got dirt on him.
you got dirt on everybody. So I mean, you know, it makes sense. I mean, how this nut job can get so famous and
Yeah.
powerful.
Well, you saw Dayglo Doug last episode got his tape back. And he was trying to use that as leverage to get his show back. And, well.
Yeah, well, if you are a fan of Dayglo Doug, again, spoilers alert. This is if
Don't
you
get too
if,
attached
don't
to
get it
it.
too attached. If you like
It's.
Booger.
Oh, I love Booger. The character.
Yeah. Yeah, so he gets kind of beaten with his own freaking microphone to
His
death.
golden microphone beaten to death.
Yeah, so it's a. Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, it's one of those ones where it's like, wow. But then again, this show makes no sense, but also at the same time, it makes complete sense. You know, and then of course, so yeah, you have him tripping balls. You have Scaramucci.
Oh man.
He's starting to get his own army.
Well, the demon is.
Yeah, Orcus. You know.
Yeah, Orcus, which is inhabiting his body.
Yeah, as a people with two eyes and two balls, and he's looking at that guy, right?
The Russian guy, he screwed up.
Oh, it wasn't as violent as a thing, but it was more in a funny tripping balls kind of thing. But Scaramucci, you know, Orcus, this demon, is getting his little army together, and at the end, he just like farts. And then he just walks away. I was like, it's just, I don't know.
Maybe that was a sign that he would flip back to the Scaramucci taking over. Because then he went over as Scaramucci and was hugging up and crying to Big Show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
which is kind of freaky right there.
Oh, man. And then the wife kind of lost it. And all this poor daughter, it's her birthday. So, of course. Of course, nobody remembers his birthday because the wife is in bed and she's tripping herself by sucking up.
She's doing whippets.
Yeah, whippets. Yeah, it's that's a real thing, man. I had friends back in the day, but
friends.
Yeah, and people in the mirror.
Yeah, but does that really works? I guess.
Yeah, no, it's carbon dioxide. It's something that gets you high. I know it's a compressant.
You guys can tell us about it. I'm sure you guys
are done with it. Comment down below what it is so everybody can know what it is. But just watch the show. So she wants to get all this stuff and she just pretty much gets all high. And so back from season one where she goes into this latex fur
the
pile.
Latex party, yeah.
Yeah. It messed her up. And it's a. The daughter had enough of it. The mom's just, you know, the dad is, you know, he lost his mind. Mom's lost her mind. And the only person that the daughter can now...
Is moving in.
And especially, like, it was her birthday and they got her a cake, but he swapped it out.
With a fruit cake and it made her flash back to being kidnapped by a very bad Santa.
Yeah, exactly. So
you see him feeding her actual cake to the birds later.
Yeah, where it says "Happy Birthday" on the bottom. Yeah, it was crazy, trippy, man. It was one of those ones where it's like, damn. And I'm just trying to figure out. I guess that's how he's gonna do something with her, and he's gonna do. It's not gonna be good. So whatever it is, it ain't gonna be good. But this one was one of those ones because. Especially with Nick, right? Nick, yeah.
Nick's action.
Yeah, especially with Nick, that he's going through all these things and he's seeing these people that aren't there, and he's talking to them about like, oh, you killed us and stuff like that. So his demons are coming back. So it's a lot of violence and stuff like that. And his wife came back and he's like, this is not who you are. You are the murderous and stuff like that. So I think this goo takes out the darkness of everybody. So I think that's what's happening. And at the end, I think it's just his darkness was his worst nightmare is that his daughter is killing people, and killing him and stuff like that.
Turns into him,
probably, yeah. And he just lost it, yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of layers. It's an onion. Yeah, the more layers you pull back, the more it stinks.
And you keep crying.
Yeah, you keep on crying. Yeah, yeah. It was a tough one, but him naked in fishnet sucking this hugging up
spooning Patrick
flesh,
Starfish,
a human sized Patrick Starfish. that'll haunt my dreams.
That was enough to make the episode good.
Exactly, yeah.
And then I mean, in Sunny Shine, I think he must have something on Smoothie also, because I don't think Smoothie really likes him.
Well, I mean, you can't really have something on somebody that knowingly like rips people apart.
Tallahassee.
Yeah. It skins them. It's like, well, what are you going to do? You're going to freaking, you know, I know I'm a monster. You can't.
He doesn't want everybody else to know. Eh. He doesn't want to go to jail.
Yeah, I don't think jail is on his mind right now. Yeah. Especially if he has Sunny Shine on his back, something like that. So maybe he has something on Sunny Shine. I doubt it. I don't know. He's his right hand of doom kind of thing. He's his muscle.
Like I said, I've only read a few of the comics. I need to.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to spoil the show. I don't even know if the show follows it that closely because I haven't read them.
And then, you don't see a lot of Happy in this one. Because he's trying to find her because it's her birthday.
That's right.
But he turns into a horse in his dream, which is in his fantasy.
I think that was Nick just tripping.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Thinking one of those New York City horses is happy.
Yeah, it's happy. It's
taking dumps on the street.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Like I said, it's an episode you definitely got to watch, especially if you trip your own balls, watch it, and then you can trip with them. It's a crazy ass episode.
Not my favorite happy episode.
No, not my favorite, but not my worst.
But I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. I kind of knew what they were going for, and you know, it was okay.
I think only like one person died this episode.
Who died?
Anglo Doug.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He got beaten with his own golden mic.
I almost forgot.
They killed Booger, man.
That's how much it matters. He's dead. All right, well, yeah. Let's move on. Well, I think that's all we have to say about that. It's a trippy, trippy episode. You guys should really watch it. And it comes on Sci-Fi on Fridays or Thursdays. Or I don't know.
I think it's early, like Fridays.
Well, I know they release it Friday mornings, so yeah. I can watch it, but... Yeah,
so maybe it's Thursday night and then Friday on the app.
On the app, yeah, yeah. Watch it to see what you guys think. I turned somebody onto it, and she thinks it's pretty cool. So,
oh yeah, she started watching that season one.
Yeah, season one. I was like, oh, it's good timing.
Season one was phenomenal.
Yeah, right.
And this one is kind of up and down.
Yeah, this one's kind of up and down. But season one was like, you know, hopefully season one is not the high water mark. But you know, I mean, they can only go crazier from here. I'm just waiting for the Halloween season.
Yeah, there's plans for it. Yep. So
Halloween and what was that? Thanksgiving, another big one.
They're going to do Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Well, while you're down there and coming down below, what do you guys think about this episode? Do you agree with us? Don't you agree with us? Give us one of these. If you don't like it, give us one of those. But
don't give us one of those.
Be a horrible person if you are.
The more of these, the more people that see it.
I dare you to not give us one of those.
Yeah. You don't have the balls to give us one of these. No. You won't do it.
You won't do it.
I double dog dare you.
Exactly.
Did that ever work in high school?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it worked on me all the time. Peer pressure sucks.
And while you're down there looking, you know, all awesome while you're commenting and liking, hit that subscribe button and that bell icon.
Well, I'd miss it. There it is.
It's so echoey in here.
It does resonate.
Yeah. So you can kind of see all of our updates and see what we think about different shows coming up.
And if you're one of our I don't know why I always do this.
They can't see you.
The video guys can see me, but it means nothing to them. I'm pointing to my ear
for our podcast people in France and Canada. Bonjour.
And how you doing, eh?
Et bonjour, eh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
French Canadian, eh? It's like those horrible accents from Super Troopers 2. Ugh. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a different thing.
We won't speak of that.
But so yeah, so like, subscribe, share, do all those kind of things just to help this one out. And you know, if you like this, give us a like. You know, it helps us out. Yeah. Do things on there. And catch us next time on episode whatever next.
I think six is next.
Six or seven, one of those things. We'll be doing the whole season
until it ends.
Until it ends, we'll see you at the next one, and we'll see you next week. Bye, guys. What?
This is Patrick from Talk Nerdy to Me.
Oh my God, let's cut that. Again, thank you guys for subscribing and going down there and making him have a great edit job. Again, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
It's been a long day.
It's not over.
Yeah, exactly. Bye, nerds. We'll see you next
nerds.
Week.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.